Hello, Audio Boo folk. Back once again. I made myself laugh just now because if you take a second after this, if you take a second to look at my audio boos, my list of them, and you know how on this new audio boo on mobiles, the the little picture that's set off on the side of each audio boo. The picture I took for the waiting for a bus audio boo, which is the one before this one, is a picture of me looking dissatisfied and standing at a bus stop. Well, the way that little play icon has situated itself on that photograph. A little triangle for play. It makes it look like I'm wearing some kind of white plastic nose attachment, which it just tickled me. That's largely because it's past midnight and I've spent tonight playing music in a garage. I've been playing music in a garage. There we go. This, as I've often come to refer to it, as the Garage of Dreams, is where Angela's drum kit is, outside her house, around the back of the house. And we were sadly mathless tonight because his other half isn't very well, and he is looking after her and making sure she's okay. She's apparently quite bad, so get well soon, and I hope it's a very fleeting illness, because illness is rubbish. Yes, so that's my thoughts on that. Last night I watched a DVD of Neil Finn and Friends. The DVD is called Seven Worlds Collide, live at the St. James Theatre. And it's not a DVD I've watched very often. And there are times when I have watched it, I've gone all the way through. And thinking about it, it occurs to me that I haven't listened to a great deal of Neil Finn's two solo records, mainly 1-0, and I think that album and the St. James DVD came out during some very odd times, and I think I've almost kept it at arm's length for that reason. But last night I sat and watched it, thoroughly enjoyed it again after all this time, watched it from start to end, and I felt like I turned over a new page, fresh page. I gave it a fresh experience as opposed to all the old stuff that was weighing it down. So that was nice to do. Yeah. So that's about it, really. I should think about going to sleep shortly. One thing I will say before I go, before I sign off my audio boo, if you're listening to this and you've just broken up with somebody and moved out of the house, started seeing somebody else, why not do the decent thing and help that person out with selling the house instead of going off on holiday and making yourself incommunicado while somebody's trying to sort out all your shit? It really wouldn't be that hard, and it would be a bit nice and a bit decent. Always treat people with decency. If more people remembered things like that, it would be a much pleasanter place. I'm not even sure pleasant is a word, but that's, be nice, be decent. So there. Good night, Audio Boo. Sleep well.